Hello, it's Matt, and this is a proud podcast. Not every student that starts university graduates. Not every runner finishes the marathon. Pre-COVID-19, I remember reading that in some fitness clubs, only 29% of members are still classed as active after 6 months. We all know that life is full of hard-working people with the best intentions to complete something, but we let stuff get in the way. I remember looking forward to receiving a Jim Rohn book on leadership that had been recommended to me. What captivating ideas will be stored in this hardback book of wonder? I turned to the first chapter with great anticipation. Then my heart sank. Is that it? Really? Oh dear. The first skill that he explained at the start of the book was daily discipline. Couldn't it be something else, I thought? No, it's simply daily discipline. One of the most important factors of success, whatever context it is in, is the ability to perform daily disciplines. The problem most of us have is that it is easy to do, and unfortunately, easy not to do. Is it easy to read 5 pages of a good professional development book every day? Yes. But sadly, it is also incredibly easy not to do. Is it easy to walk 20 minutes a day? Of course. Will it make any difference if we do or not? No, not in the short term. However, when we compound it over months and years, it makes a significant difference. A while ago, I remember hearing about a study that was apparently published in the Journal of the American Medical Association in 2013. Which seems to indicate that after a heart attack, stroke or other major cardiac event, there are 3 main behaviours that a patient could do to reduce reoccurrence. These 3 things are stop smoking, healthy eating and physical exercise. What was fascinating is that out of 7,519 patients surveyed in 17 countries, only around 7% of women made all 3 recommended lifestyle changes, and less than 2.5% of men. A higher number did at least one, but isn't it interesting that when we are faced with a potentially life-threatening situation, very few of us still have the ability and consistency to make daily discipline changes that will help ourselves. As you are listening to this and someone interested in helping, supporting and maybe leading people, it is really useful to understand this principle of life. It may help reduce our frustrations with people in the future. It's just the way it is and we can't change it even though we want the best for people. Case study of developing daily discipline over 28 days. Depending on whom you read, there is the suggestion that we cannot get rid of habits or behaviours. If we want to make a change, we need to replace the behaviour with another behaviour that is more conducive to what we want. We also need to consistently maintain the new behaviour every day for 21 to 28 days. From one of the most educated and highly paid sectors, containing tens of thousands of people, I offered 8 of the most proactive people I knew the opportunity to start a daily disciplined activity for a 28-day period. Each activity I set or task would take a few minutes to read, ponder during the day, and then write down their thoughts in a journal. This would take less than 10 minutes out of the 1,440 minutes in a day. The only requirement was to inform me via email or text that they had completed the task that day. Otherwise, they would have to leave that 28-day program. 8 people were asked, and all 8 people volunteered to join. They were all very keen to be involved. So as you're someone interested in human behaviour, my question for you is, how many of the 8 people that started do you think were able to successfully complete their task each day consistently without any additional support by the end of the 8th day? Not the 28th day, the 8th day. All 8 perhaps? Maybe a few might have had a few personal issues or challenges because, as we all know, things happen in life. The answer I'll reveal towards the end of this podcast. I want to point out that these 8 people that I helped to develop this skill of daily discipline are incredible individuals, and I was very proud to know them. They were very focused, enthusiastic and driven, which makes the results even more interesting. Understanding this example helps us to appreciate what human nature tends to be like and how it's useful to add in contingency plans to help people be successful. So what are 3 ideas to encourage the development of daily disciplined activity or tasks? Number 1. Start small. Make it relatively easy to succeed. In a work context, if the team exceed their personal target, not set by you but by them, then great, you know you've got a potential star in your organisation. Number 2. Offer lifelines. Offer lifelines or ways of helping people get back on track when they are temporarily go off course, which the majority inevitably will. Number 3. Help them see the bigger picture. I heard someone say that a vision is an image of tomorrow that creates motivation today. The clearer the finish line and the prize, the more consistent the daily discipline. I'm fully aware that some of us find it very difficult to see a vision for ourselves and our organisations. Going back to the question of the 8 people starting with the 28-day programme and how many were left after the 8th day, what do you think the answer is? The answer was 1 person. 1 person out of 8 people was still doing a consistent activity after the 8th day, and these were highly proactive, energetic, enthusiastic people. So you may ask, why did you spend the time doing it? Was it really worth it? And my answer was, absolutely. Virtually no one in history has achieved something of significance without simple, daily disciplined activity given over enough time. Even though naive individuals say they've been very lucky, they haven't actually examined what the successful person has consistently done. Therefore, however difficult it may be for us, it is a skill that is worth persevering with, both for ourselves and the people we are developing, as the rewards are substantial. How will you make yourself and your organisation proud? I like using alliteration and acronyms, so let's find out if you can hear this last one. I have used it before. Unless we decide to take action, get some results and then evaluate the effectiveness, then this podcast will have just been entertainment at best. Go on, I dare you to decide to take action to improve your professional career. Decide, action, results, evaluate. Dare. Dare to be different. Dare to create. Dare to make a difference. I wish you all the success you are prepared to work for, and that the people you influence on a regular basis will start to see the many untapped talents that you have. Take care and stay safe. If you like this podcast episode, then feel free to share it with those that you care about. If you haven't already subscribed, then click on the relevant button so you don't miss out and always get the latest episode. I am Matthew Broomhead, and this is a Proud Podcast.